One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Monday, November 27th, 2023. This is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. And those are comments by Seth freaking Rollins last night at WWE's live event in Peoria, Illinois, in the wake of Survivor Series and the WWE return of CM Punk. Rollins had a lot to say when he picked up the mic at the end of the night. He defended his World Heavyweight Championship in the main event, and when he went to address the crowd, he was greeted with CM Punk chants, which he addressed after taking a moment, saying, "You already know how I feel about that. I said as much last night. I am not going to waste any more breath on somebody who has been gone for 8 years, who has done nothing but try to tear this place down. Instead, I want to use my breath to talk about the people who have been here all along. That's everybody in the back who made WWE the hottest ticket in town. That's every single one of you here tonight." Rollins, as we know, was very visibly upset to see CM Punk at the conclusion of Survivor Series. We saw him flipping CM Punk off and shouting the F-bomb in Punk's general direction. Fightful tells us more on that, saying, quote, "Most people in the company believe Seth Rollins doesn't like CM Punk, but is wise enough to capitalize on that by working heavily." On the back of that, Reddit user Kermit125, a known and verified WWE insider, has posted, "Seth Rollins is working and is lined up to face CM Punk at the Royal Rumble." So we're getting that match between the two, according to this insider, earlier than WrestleMania. Some suggested that this might be a WrestleMania main event, maybe for night one, but it looks as if this is to be believed, we're not going to be waiting until then. We're going to be getting that match between CM Punk and Seth Rollins much, much sooner. Back we go now to Peoria, Illinois, where last night Seth Rollins did headline the live event, defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Shinsuke Nakamura and Drew McIntyre. Now, yesterday, PW Insider reported that Drew McIntyre stormed into the back following his loss at War Games. He slammed the locker room door, threw a hoodie on, and immediately left the Allstate Arena on Saturday night. We are told it was obvious to everyone that McIntyre was angry, but no word yet as to why. Fightful Select, however, did add that Drew McIntyre's upset was due to things broader than CM Punk. Now, before his match last night in Peoria, a video promo from Drew McIntyre aired for the live crowd.
"I've been watching the show, you know why. You know, I didn't win the world title match recently, War Games last night. My stupid team lost the match for me. You've heard things probably on the internet. Not in a great place, but there's one thing that can turn this frown upside down, that can change things for me. It's getting that world title, and I can't think of anywhere better than for Big D to finally raise his first world title in front of live fans than right here Peoria, Illinois. Got a game plan. I'm always got a game plan. I'm gonna take shoots ahead, you see. I'm gonna kick it like a field goal. I learned a lot about American football recently. With Seth, I'm gonna break his back, make him humble, kick his arse, and take that world title that we're having an after party. It's gonna be huge. If you're over 21, get out in the town, buy Big Mac a shot. Big Mac, that's me. Buy me a shot, because we're partying all night long.
Whilst I know we're here to talk about something completely different, can I just give a little nod for the Iron Sheik reference there from Drew McIntyre? I enjoyed that immensely. So Drew referencing things that have been heard about him on the internet from numerous outlets. PW Insider, the one that we quoted just there, and Fightful Select that we also quoted about Drew McIntyre's apparent walkout from Survivor Series after the match on Saturday night. Now, the initial reports suggested that the competitors in the men's War Games match didn't know that CM Punk was about to return. It has since been revealed by Fightful Select that the competitors were indeed told ahead of time, saying they were pulled to one side just before the match began. Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins were, according to the report from Fightful, visibly upset when they were told the news, which may explain their respective reactions that we saw on screen, or in Drew McIntyre's case, read about behind the scenes. The WTF moments from Survivor Series. There's one big WTF moment, among others, but our very own Ross Tweddle goes into them, and that is waiting for you on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The eyes of the wrestling world will be on Monday Night Raw tonight, more so than ever, as it was announced by WWE on their socials that both Randy Orton and CM Punk will be present for Raw tonight. It is expected to be the highest rated episode of Raw in a long time because of it. Now, Fightful Select have reported that because of the close-knit nature of who knew about CM Punk, Raw had already been written, but with no idea that CM Punk would be back in the company. So Fightful Select are reporting that Raw has indeed been rewritten to accommodate CM Punk tonight. Rewrites have been put in place to fit him in. One storyline that there was some speculation that Punk may be written into is the one involving Shinsuke Nakamura, interestingly enough. Now, Seth Rollins is very much the end game for CM Punk, but Fightful say, oh, why do I say that? But also Drew McIntyre at this point feels like could be the end game for CM Punk as well. Fightful do say an existing storyline may be taken by Punk, saying regarding any references on TV, or by Shinsuke Nakamura, who has been making some very enigmatic comments about somebody returning for a while. CM Punk was not planned to be brought in when those started. The angle could certainly be adjusted to include Punk, but it wasn't at the time. There aren't many people who know what Shinsuke Nakamura's current program is. This is Nakamura referring to somebody who is coming in. CM Punk would seem like one that you could put in there straight away, but this might be something completely different. I guess we're going to find out on Raw tonight exactly what direction CM Punk goes into. Already we've mentioned today that it looks as if a date with Seth freaking Rollins is on the cards for the Royal Rumble, but there's a lot of time and a lot of mileage between now and the Rumble. It will be interesting to see how WWE television shapes up now that CM Punk is being factored into things once more. Now, there was another return on Saturday night, wasn't there?
Priest is going to cash in! Not in War Games!
Top marks to Michael Cole, by the way, for letting the return breathe and not talking over the ring announcer. 2 points to Michael Cole. That was Randy Orton's earth-shattering return at Survivor Series on Saturday night. It's very rare when a WWE's YouTube video title I actually agree with. That reaction was phenomenal for Randy Orton. He looked in the best shape of his life as well. He looked massive. What's the future hold for Randy Orton? He's been away for a long time with double back surgery. How long do we have him for? Well, a member of the crowd caught Randy Orton leaving the arena after Survivor Series concluded, after Punk had walked to the back. He looked across to the live crowd, did Randy Orton, and gestured with his hands the number 10. As he did, he shouted 10 more years. Now, Orton turned 43 back in April, and if anything is to be believed by this, Randy Orton feels like he's got a good decade in him yet. So Randy Orton sticking around in WWE for a long time to come. You love to see it. What a night Survivor Series was. What happened at and the WTF moments from Survivor Series on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. But all eyes are on Monday Night Raw tonight, and Adam Pacitti will be doing live reactions to tonight's episode of Raw that features the return of CM Punk. Maybe a pipe bomb dropped? Join Adam Pacitti live to watch what goes down on Monday Night Raw. For the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.